leaving their three decoys bound together in full view of the fire.
Balak was right, Groovin,
Dagrab muttered savagely.
You're a gutless worm.
Though still frightened, Groovin had recovered some of his bad temper.
Shut your snivelling face,
he snarled.
I'm trying to think.
Rohrbach laughed ironically.
Snivelling face, you should have saw yourself a moment ago. I'm a gutless worm. Please don't kill me.
Think about that. We must have been mad to follow you, Groovin. You never change, do you? Once a coward, always a coward, that's you.
Groovin's eyes blazed hatred as he glared at Rohrbach.
You'll die for that. I promise.
Rohrbach bared his teeth at Groovin.
We might all be dead by morning, big mouth!
Torches and lanterns burned late in Cavern Hall. All who were able attended the meeting. Cregor addressed the anxious-faced assembly.
First things first. Does any Redwaller know what the word Tagarung means? Apparently, those vermin will leave us in peace if we send them out a Tagarung.
Mira gazed round at the silent, puzzled faces.
I never heard the word until today. It's probably a vermin term for something. Could it mean loot or booty, do you think?
Tentative suggestions started to come.
Ah, they might think we keep treasure here.
Mayhap it means some beast in authority, an abbot or abbess.
But we don't have an abbot or abbess, and even if we did, the last thing we'd do is turn them over to a mob of vermin.
Whom said they were a mob? Miss Furl said she'd only see two of ye vermin.
How is Furl? Have you seen her yet, Brockle?
Sister Alconet fixed the speaker with a stern eye.
No, he has not. I'll say when that squirrel maid is fit to receive visitors. Old Hawg is well now. He'll be up and about by tomorrow morning, but I wish to complain about that hair.
Burab, who had a bandage under his chin, reaching up to a bow tied off between his ears, rapped the table and interrupted.
You're getting away from the point, ma'am. Though if you'd nipped out and physicked those two vermin bounders, they'd be well on their way, what? A Tagarung, eh? Well, with our knowledge of vermin-type slang, they may as well have asked for a bucket bung or a jolly old bell-watrang, eh? Eh?
Cregor's booming voice silenced the hare.
This is no time for joking. Kindly keep any silly remarks to yourself, sir. If we don't know what a Tagarung is, then we cannot deliver it to the vermin. But they are murderous beasts. It was only by pure luck that Hawg and Fwell weren't slain. Have you any thoughts on the matter, Mira?
The Otter Maid had, and she made them known.
I think we'd be best concentrating our attention on the vermin. Fwell said there were only two with heavily tattooed faces. However, although that may have been all she saw, who knows how many of them are out there? I don't wish to scare any beast, but we could be in real trouble if vermin have come in numbers. We don't have any real warriors at the Abbey now that Skipper and his crew are away. So can I suggest three things? One, we must all stay indoors except the wall guards, and they must not show themselves above the parapet. Two, we must send a good runner, some beast to his fleet of paw, to find Skipper and bring him back here with his crew. Finally, three, if we cannot fight the vermin, then we have to get them to parley, so that we can understand what it is they want from us.